You are listening to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the Shir, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say, looking at Chapter 5, Paragraph 2, Perek Hey Mishnah Bet, in Season 6 with the Mishnah elucidated, a couple of weeks left, and we're going to take our spring recess, or spring hiatus for Pesach, the Passover break, and God willing, we'll come back and then finish off the season, God willing, before we take our big summer hiatus, and hopefully move on to Season 7, God willing, God permitting. So let's look at Perek Hey Mishnah Bet. Asara Doros me Adam ve'ad Noach lahodia kama erach apayim lefanav shekola Doros hayu machisin va'in ad shehevi aleim es mea mabel. Asara Doros me Noach ve'ad Avraham lahodia kama erach apayim lefanav shekola Doros hayu machisin va'in ad sheba Avraham ve'kibel alav sechar kulam. The Torah lists 10 generations from Adam to Noach to tell us how patient God is. For all those generations anger God more and more until he brought upon them the waters of the flood. God could have destroyed the world in one of the earlier generations, but instead he waited in order to give mankind a chance to repent. The 10 generations are listed in Bereishis, Perek Hey, from Aleph to Lamed Aleph, include the generation of Noach, Meiri points out. Torah does not list these generations for the purpose of teaching history, but to teach us the extent of God's patience. God waited 10 generations, 1656 years from the creation of Adam before he brought the flood. Tosfos Yontov points out, although the Mishnah mentions 10 generations refers mainly to the generation of Enosh, grandson of Adam, and on, when the service of God was largely abandoned and replaced by idolatry. Meiri points out, besides telling us about God's patience, the Mishnah also teaches that even if the wicked succeed, for many generations they will eventually be punished. Their evil will not be allowed to continue forever. This provides a message of hope for Israel. Despite the centuries of oppression we have suffered, it will come to an end. God will ultimately punish the wicked and redeem his people, as Rav and Ben Yonah point out. The Torah lists 10 generations from Noach to Avraham to tell us how patient God is. For all these generations angered God more and more until Avram came and took the reward of all of them. Although these generations also were wicked, God did not destroy the world in their times, but instead he waited until Avraham, whose merits saved mankind. These 10 generations are listed in Bereishis, Paraket Aleph, from Yud to Chav Zayin, began with Shem, Noach's son, Magen Avos points out. The Mishnah repeats the name of Noach only to show that these generations immediately followed those mentioned above, as Tosfos Yontov points out. Even after the flood, mankind sinned terribly. A primary example is their attempt to rebel against God through the building of the Migdal Bavel, the Tower of Bavel, in Bereishis, Perek Yud Aleph. Idolatry flourished until the time of Avram, whose own father was an idolater, as Magen Avos points out. In contrast to the first generations, the first 10, which were eventually destroyed, the second 10 generations were saved in the merit of Avraham. God waited so long because he wants the wicked to be saved through repentance, through tshuva, rather than be destroyed, as Magen Avos points out. Avraham performed the acts of righteousness that previous generations had failed to do. He was therefore given all the reward that could have been given to them had they acted properly, Rav points out. Alternatively, Avraham took the reward of them all because he taught the people to correct their ways and act righteously. You can see Bereishis and Perek Yud Bet with Rashi. Since he was responsible for setting the people of his generation on the right path, their reward is described as his, although he received it himself, as Meiri points out. So realize how incredibly patient Hashem is. Realize what good we can do in this world, what light we could bring to this world. Do chesed every day, mitzvos every day, Torah learning every day, in order to make sure that we make Hashem happy, kevayachol, in our ways, and not, God forbid, make him upset with us in our days in many different ways. Let's join us next time as we talk 10 trials that Hashem went through here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.